We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Now, here in Galatians, the third chapter, let's go back to that. We're talking about being redeemed from the curse, and we're going to get into some things about if we are redeemed from the curse. I have people say this. Well, now, Brother Capps, if Galatians 3:13 is true, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, and the curse of the law was threefold. It was poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. Now, you can read that in the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, in about three or four chapters there. It talks about that. He said they'd carry much seed into the field and plant it and bring a little out. You know, that's poverty. Sickness would come. That was under the curse of the law. Now, if we are redeemed then from the curse of the law, someone said if we're redeemed from the curse, then you see nobody would ever be sick anymore. Well, now, wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Are we redeemed from sin? Did Christ die to redeem us from sin? Certainly he did. Can you sin anymore? Certainly you can. You can sin if you want to. Now, see, there's people that get the idea that if we're redeemed from something, that means that there's no way that it could possibly come to us. See, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law in that the blessings would not turn to curses. Now, under this law, you had to keep it, brother. If you didn't keep it, the curses got you. I mean, they came and they came like ugly on an ape, as somebody said. I mean, they covered you up. But Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. In other words, a better covenant. Change this thing. Now, if Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law and sickness was under the curse, somebody said, well, then nobody would ever be sick anymore if that were true. Well, now, see, that kind of thinking will get you in trouble a long ways down the road, because you can get sick. You can be sick. But you see, it is not imminent that you have to be sick. Most people are from time to time. But what I want to deal with in some of these sessions is talk to you about why many Christians are sick, even though we're redeemed from the curse of the law. Why are so many sick? And why are all of these other things going on? Now, you see, God set certain guidelines down. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, lean not to thine own understanding. It says, with prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. But you know, people go on worrying, they'll worry, and they'll fret, and they'll have ulcers. And they'll want you to pray and get them healed, so they can go on worrying and fretting and having more ulcers. Well, are they redeemed from the curse? They are if they would obey the word, you see. But you see, you can pray for somebody, lay hands on them and pray for them till you wear all the hair off their head. And if they're going to keep worrying, they're going to have ulcers again. That's what causes it. So you see, for someone to say, and I want to stay on this for a while because as many people think that way. Well, you know, if we're redeemed from poverty, then nobody'd ever be poor anymore. Well, thank God we are redeemed from poverty, because 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, the Apostle Paul says, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be made rich. Now, I know there's all kinds of people trying to say that that means spiritually. But now, And it could, by law of double reference, but if you take it in the context, it is talking about nothing in the world but money, finances. Financial prosperity is what that whole chapter is talking about. And to say that it's talking about spiritual things, you'd have to take it totally and completely out of context, which I will admit that certainly it could include that, but in the context it does not. You understand what I'm saying? All right, then if Christ became poor, that we, through his poverty, might be made rich, then he redeemed us from the curse, didn't he? He bore the curse for us. Now, here's the thing that you need to get fastened well in your mind. That when Jesus bore the curse for us, he took it in our stead so that we wouldn't have to suffer it. Now, it doesn't mean you won't. It means you don't have to. It is not imminent that you suffer it. Are you following what I'm saying? It's like sin. See, Paul said sin shall not have dominion over you. Why? Because Christ has redeemed us from it. His blood has redeemed us. We're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We sing that song, see. But still yet, you can sin. I mean, you've got your own choice about the matter. Now see, if it was true that if Christ had redeemed us from sickness, that nobody would ever be sick anymore, that'd be great, wouldn't it? But you see, it redeems us from the imminent happening of that in our lives without any way to escape it, is what I'm trying to say to you. Now let's follow this for a little bit. Back up into verse 9 here in Galatians, the 3rd chapter. And listen to what Paul says. So then, they which are of faith are blessed by faithful Abraham, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. Now, right here is one of the problems that I see many Christians getting into. They try to merit favor with God, and they get themselves under the curse. Did you know the curse will still come? Now, you've been redeemed from it, all right, but now listen to what Paul says. Verse 10, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. For that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. For the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now follow it on over to verse 29. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Now that's shouting ground. If ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The promise that God made to Abraham. Now, the promise that God made to Abraham was that he would be heir of the world. So Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. We're redeemed from sickness. Christ bore our sickness. You can go to the Old Testament. In fact, I think we ought to turn to that. Go over to Isaiah chapter 53. Let's read from verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him, and he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. Surely he hath, not maybe, say it with me, surely. He hath borne our griefs. Now, the Hebrew word translated griefs there is disease. He bore our diseases and carried our sorrows, our pain. That Hebrew word can be translated pain. So he bore our diseases, he carried our pain, yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God. He was wounded for our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, Psalms 107, verse 20, I believe it is, says God sent His word and healed them and delivered them. Now listen to it. God sent His word and healed them and delivered them. Didn't say God sent His word to heal them. He sent His word and healed them. Sounds like God believes it worked. Isn't that right? He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. His word was sent. But you see, if we don't believe in the integrity of God's word and get that hidden in our hearts, if we don't speak His word, if we don't speak the promise, then faith doesn't come. How many of you know it takes faith to enter into the provision that God has made? Faith cometh by hearing. So the ability to cause the manifestation of that promise in your life is in the word itself, and it's called faith. And it comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the word. So there are many reasons that we could state, and of course we could state many of them and still not get all the reasons why that people suffer sickness, because even though that Christ has redeemed us from the curse, He's redeemed us from poverty, sickness, and spiritual death. Can you say amen?
Thank you so much for joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Before I leave the broadcast, I want to remind you that our book offer this week is book offer number 7507. It's entitled, How You Can Avoid Tragedy and Live a Better Life. 109-page paperback for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, total of $11. How to Avoid Tragedy and Live a Better Life. Now, let me read you some of the chapter titles in this book. The first one is called The Destroyer. You need to know that Satan is the destroyer. Demons and evil forces are destroyers, not God. God is not the destroyer. Chapter 2 is The Tree of Life or Death. You have the ability to eat of the tree of life in this life, and that is by speaking the things God's Word gives us in His Word. And when you begin to do God's Word, you're partaking of the tree of life. And there is things that will cause death. There is physical death. There is spiritual death. Spiritual death comes by starving the inner man, and spiritual life comes by feeding the inner man. Chapter 3 is the kindling of destroying fire. Chapter 4, those who oppose themselves. There's people that oppose themselves, and Paul talks about it. Sometimes you can't pray and get people out of situations because they've caused the situation. They have opposed themselves in the way they have lived, and they need to change the way they live and repent. The right foundation. We need right foundation. Right and wrong praying, or right and wrong thinking. You need this book. It will absolutely transform your prayer life and get you in a position where you can understand how to avoid tragedy. That's offer number 7507. How You Can Avoid Tragedy and Live a Better Life. 109-page paperback for $8 plus $3 postage and handling, total of $11.
Toll-free order line is 1-877-396-9400. That's 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you, enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.